My Defense in Temptation, January 2. The Bible, a perfect guide. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. If we would not be misled by error and falsehood, the heart must be preoccupied with the truth. The word of God will furnish the mind with weapons of divine power to vanquish the enemy. Happy is the man who, when tempted, finds his soul rich in the knowledge of the Scriptures, who finds shelter beneath the promises of God. Thy word, said the psalmist, have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. 6. This word is ever to be in our hearts and on our lips. It is written is to be our anchor. Those who make God's word their counselor realize the weakness of the human heart and the power of the grace of God to subdue every unsanctified, unholy impulse. Their hearts are ever prayerful, and they have the guardianship of holy angels. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up for them a standard against him. There is harmony in the heart, for the precious, powerful influences of truth bear sway. The Word of God is a channel of communication with the living God. He who feeds upon the Word will become fruitful in all good works. He will be the discoverer of rich mines of truth which he must work to find the hidden treasure. When he is surrounded with temptations, the Holy Spirit will bring to his mind the very words with which to meet the temptation at the very moment when they are most needed, and he can use them effectually. We must be better acquainted with our Bibles. We might close the door to many temptations if we would commit to memory passages of Scripture. Let us hedge up the way to Satan's temptations with "it is written." We shall meet with conflicts to test our faith and courage, but they will make us strong if we conquer through the grace Jesus is willing to give. But we must believe, we must grasp the promises without a doubt.